Om Shanti. I'm remembering a statement I read somewhere a long time ago, I don't know where, but it said, angels can fly because they take themselves lightly. And it's true. When I take myself too seriously, then I get heavy and I can't fly. But to take myself lightly, not to make a big deal of anything, not to create big issues, big problems, but to stay very light in the midst of everything, then yes, when I sit down to be with Baba, I can fly. Or even in the midst of those situations, I can see myself up above and the situation down below, and I'm able to fly. And so Baba has given us many beautiful points about being light. And one is that if I maintain soul consciousness, then this is who I am. I am a being of light. And then secondly, light, no burden, no weight. Don't carry anything on your head, on your shoulders. It'll make you weigh down. And remember, Baba is Karan Karavanhar. And then it's easy to stay light. And the third aspect of lightness, remember your own costume of light and stay with that costume and be able to radiate that light. When the trance messengers used to go in trance and they'd see Baba, they would see, the first one to see this was Daddy Gulzar, of course, way, way back in the early 40s. She saw the image of Brahma Baba up in the Savo region, and she didn't recognize who this was. Who hasn't heard that story? Oh, okay, so a very brief version of the story, because it's a very long, beautiful story when Dadi Gulzar herself relates it. But early days of the Yajna, and Baba would give through the trance messengers instructions for 10 days silence, 3 weeks silence, a month of silence, and all communication was by writing up on the blackboard. And so all the duties got done. You heard Daddy say the other night that they were responsible for all the household chores, all the tasks of running a family of 300 plus, so big family. So they'd be engaged with all of that and occupied with that. But yet, within all of that, when Baba would give instructions for 10 days, 20 days of silence, one of the things they discovered was that they were able to save a lot of time. You try it yourself, and yesterday, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but those of you who truly observed silence the whole day from the morning through till the night and through the night, you would have seen that you were able to save a lot of time. Who's experienced that? Raise your hands. Not getting into conversation and small talk and chit-chat saves a lot of time. It really does. And then when you save time, if you're in that awareness, then you're going to spend that time with Baba. And so during one of these periods of a month's silence, Dadi Gulzar was sitting on the ledge, the balcony ledge, with one of the other young sisters. She was very young. And they were sitting there meditating in the extra time that they had saved through not talking. And Dadi Gulzar flew into trance. And the other sister got a bit scared, hoping that she wouldn't go off dancing. Because when they were seeing the scenes of heaven, they'd be dancing. So imagine you're sitting on the balcony ledge and your partner then decides to go and dance. It'd be a bit dangerous. So it didn't happen. The dancing didn't happen, so it was okay. But afterwards, that Igulza was like in a different world, and talking to Mama, talking to Baba, and then being in Baba Bhavan, where Baba lived, having questions put, ask this person that you're seeing, who is he, what does he want, why has he come? Because what you were seeing is this form that looked like Baba, but wasn't Baba. And when Brahma Baba was training her to ask all these questions, she didn't know what to say, because she'd be totally silent at that time. She wouldn't be able to speak to this being. But anyway, so then finally, Baba said to her, okay, Baba will explain when the time comes. And the month of silence was a preparation for everybody's intellect. And at the end of that time, then Baba explained, Shiv Baba explained, that the form that had been seen in the subtle region was also Brahma Baba, but that was a complete, perfect Brahma Baba. And then gradually it emerged that all of Baba's children had that perfect form in the subtle region. And so all of us, at any time that we choose, can experience that subtle form here and now. Brahma Baba here, but he was able to experience that subtle form. And so all of us here, and we too can experience that subtle form. But Brahma Baba was always interested to ask the trance messengers, what is the difference you see between this one here and that one there? And they tell Baba, Baba, there's a difference in light, there's in terms of illumination, there's a difference in terms of weight, the lightness that they feel. And so Baba would make note, and Baba would be making that inner effort to eliminate that difference, so that the sakar became the avyakt. And then the rest is history, you know all that. So now, if I remember that there's an angelic form waiting for me in the subtle region, who believes that? Good. There's a few who are either feeling a bit lazy and don't want to raise their hands, or maybe they're not quite sure. Well, that's okay, because I hope that today, through the experience of light and might, you'll begin to catch a glimpse of your own subtle form of light. But the beautiful thing is that when I understand that there is that form waiting for me, Baba's used a beautiful expression a few times in recent Muralis in the last few years. Baba calls it your shining costume, your shining costume of light. And so let go of this form and take on your shining costume of light. And you can do this not only during meditation, but you can also do it as you work, as you walk, as you do other things. Just take on that angelic costume of light, the sparkling costume. And it's definitely more beautiful than this one. And so usually when you're offered something more beautiful, you say, yes, that's what I want. And so become aware of that beautiful costume of light and let go of this one. And then it'll be easy for you to take on that one and experience it. And so three different aspects of light in that way. Another aspect of light, which is actually the foundation of these other three, but a little bit different. The light of knowledge. The deeper my understanding of jnana, the easier it is for me to experience this lightness and illumination and my own angelic stage. Where I get stuck with ideas of jnana, things are not quite clear. Why does Baba say this? What does Baba mean? Well, let me get all those things sorted out. And once all those things are sorted out, then it'll be very easy for me to experiment with those ideas and take on that experience of the light of the soul and the lightness that comes when I don't carry any burden. To understand the 7 days course, well, that was fine. You did all that, and that's why you've been following the principles and you're here. And you've been with Baba many years, some of you. But to what extent do I understand the depth of who I am and who is God? Today is Murali. Very interesting. To what extent do I recognize my own value and my own stage of self-respect? And if my self-respect is still shaking, or if I'm still wanting respect and recognition from outside, it's an indication that, well, it's not an earthquake, but I'm not sure what it is, but we can send them good vibrations, whatever they're up to. But just think about it. If I know deeply who I am, then I value myself and I love myself, and that stage of self-respect will remain in such a stable way that I really don't need anything from outside at all. So yes, I know I'm a soul, I believe I'm a soul, but maybe I haven't gone deep enough into myself to be able to recognize my own value. It's interesting, there's a question we used to ask Daddy, and very often individuals would say to Daddy, "Daddy, I don't know what my role is." You don't have to raise your hands, but I'm sure that there's plenty of people here in this gathering who've said that at some point to Daddy. "Daddy, I don't know what my role is." And it's usually in frustration, or it's in a little bit of anger, or a state of upheaval and upset that this question comes. And Daddy's answers usually has been, "Your role is being a child of God. That's it. Don't think about any other role at all. Just simply be a child of God." And then recent times, what I've noticed is that in her classes, she'll be asking us the question, "Do you know what your role is?" Have you heard her say that recently? It's a question she's asking us. "Do you know what your role is?" And I don't think she's talking about role in that sense of the external teacher or coordinator or center resident or any of those things. What her question to me means is, "Do you know who you are and what it is you have to offer, Baba? What is your role? What is it that you can do for Baba?" Baba's doing everything for us, for sure. But what can I do for Baba? And when I begin to think about it, and I think about all the specialties that Dharma, Baba, Destiny has given me, then I know what it is I have to do. So let me get on with it and do it. And so, knowledge, you're a soul, easy. But the depth of that awareness and that experience, who am I? Now that's something that I think is a journey for all of us to be moving along. And the other thing that Baba put to us today, how many of us truly know God as He is? And when I truly know God, then two things happen. I'm able to take everything that God wants to give me, but secondly, all my false expectations of what it is I think God should do finish. Think about the times when you thought, well, Baba should have helped me in this. And what you didn't realize was that you had to do something yourself. Then Baba was going to help you. If you didn't do something, then Baba wouldn't be able to help you. And so, how many bhakti expectations do I still have of God? Or how many bhakti images do I still carry of God now? Somebody who comes from a very Catholic country, still in the 21st century, it's a very Catholic country. Britain calls itself Christian, but it's actually nothing. There's no religion there. It's totally materialistic. And I don't think anyone would challenge me. Anyone who's from the UK, you'd agree. But here's a country, 21st century, and it's still a very, very Catholic country, not even a Christian, Catholic country. And they told me something very interesting. They said that most Brahmins still carry this perception in their awareness of God who is the God that punishes. They still don't know the God of love. And so they're moving along in Gyan, but they're following the principles a little bit out of fear, not out of love. And of course, the opposite of fear is love. And so either I love Baba very deeply, or if I'm afraid of Baba, of God, then I'm not going to be able to experience my love for God or God's love for me. And if I'm not experiencing a loving connection with God, might is very far away. And so yes, maybe I've been following the principles, maybe I've been practicing meditation, but I still don't feel the power that Baba's talking about. To be able to sit on my seat and be the master, almighty authority, do I feel that? Do I walk that way? Is my drishti in that awareness? Do I hold my head up high in that way? Am I able to do my actions in the way that I could in the awareness of the Master Almighty Authority? And so definitely it seems that the relationship with Baba isn't quite as it should be. And really, if I'm experiencing that might from Baba, then another aspect of light and might is that I've been able to change my sanskaras. And so the proof of this is, the proof of my yoga, my understanding of Gyan, is that I've changed. It's a very old slogan that we've had, change yourself and the world will change. We've talked about it for decades. But have I truly changed? Can I genuinely say that the sanskars I used to have are gone? Or am I still scared that those sanskars are hiding somewhere and are going to pop up? If I still carry that feeling that maybe, okay, now I'm managing my sanskars, but at some point later, those sanskars can emerge again. The reason why I still have this concern is because I know that I haven't done such powerful tapasya to have burnt away those sanskars. And if I've done such tapasya, I will really feel light. Because the might of the sun, God, the sun of knowledge, the might of the sun of knowledge will have burnt away all the rubbish of the old sanskaras. And what will be left is that which is absolutely pure and clean and my original sanskaras. And so I think 3 days special time for silence is really only a taster. Am I right? It's just beginning to give you a taste of what deep silence is about and how sweet it can be and how powerful it can be. But having tasted this, my hope is that even if you're not able to have 3 days of silence when you go back, there'll be lots of things waiting for you to catch up when you return. Maybe you're not even able to have a day of silence. But the time that you do have for yoga, morning and evening, is going to be a time in which you actually can feel the burning of the old sanskaras. And you're truly becoming the embodiment of light and the embodiment of mind. Whatever is going on inside truly cannot be hidden. It does become visible. And Baba tells us not to be thought readers. And so, no, we're not reading anybody's thoughts. For the face is a mirror. It's an index of the mind. And so if I'm feeling that light, that might, the embodiment of this, it'll show. And if I'm not yet there, that also will be visible. And how far away I am from that, that too will be visible. And so to be able to burn away those sanskaras from the past with yoga, the power of God's light, the power of God's love, really is proof that I'm moving forward in the pilgrimage of remembrance. Otherwise I'm having yoga, but I'm not really on a pilgrimage. I'm not really moving forward at all. And so now, experience the stage of being the embodiment of light, the embodiment of might. And let it be so deep within yourself that whenever you think of the scene, you're able to click in and that scene emerges. Just as everything's there on your computer, and at a click, whatever is there, whatever it is you want, quickly comes up, or slowly comes up, but it comes up. In the same way, if this experience now in Madhuban is deeply etched, inscribed into your awareness and your consciousness, then at any other time later, you just think back and this experience will come and it'll carry you through whatever situation it is there in front of you. And so let there truly be a deep use of the time and the privilege of having these days of silence to allow it to become a deep experience that you fill yourself with and you carry away back with yourself. So let's have meditation now. This has just been the introduction to the experience of light and might. And for a few minutes, I will speak out my own thoughts about this. And if it's useful for you, follow these ideas. If it's not so useful, that's fine. Connect with Baba however you want. But the important thing, experience through your own experimentation the stage of being light and mind. Within a moment, I know who I am. And I, the eternal being of light, this is who I am. I am. Light. I am the being of light. And in this awareness of my eternal form of light, I can fly very easily. It's possible to experience the sacred presence of Shiv Baba. And Baba's light and might reaches the soul. Surrounded by light and might, I can feel those vibrations of light and might reaching out to the world. In the awareness of who I truly am, the vibrations of God's light and might reach out, touching souls, giving them strength, igniting hope in their hearts. God's light and might touches nature, the might, is a sweet one, a gentle one, and the light is the light of purity and the light of love. And nature becomes calm, peaceful, and cool. We send out our thoughts in Baba's remembrance to bring peace to the elements, so that the elements may return to harmony and balance. And nature may be cleansed. I stay connected with God. So that the light and might is able to transform me and my own highest form filled with the light of purity and the light of love. Is able to give help this awareness and stay connected with the Almighty, the being of light.